It's rare for a play to make its Bay Area premiere on Alcatraz Island, but then this is no ordinary play. The actors have a special relationship to this location because they've all spent time behind bars. And the playwright is a Berkeley resident who was once incarcerated. Mary Reese took the ferry over to Alcatraz for an afternoon of theater presented by the Poetic Justice Project.
We hope that you enjoy your cruise. And thank you for sailing with Alcatraz Cruises.
I'm riding the ferry with the playwright, Dan McMullen.
I couldn't think of a more fitting place to do the play.
That's because he wrote it while doing time in Chuckawalla Valley State Prison, near the small desert town of Blythe.
Waiting for a time, feeling good to say that's my dream.
Now, 25 years later, McMullen watches his play titled Blythe come to life in this former prison.
Happiness is seeing Blythe in the rearview mirror.
The scene opens on a fictional diner in the town of Blythe. Over coffee, two characters, Bob and Jim, talk about how the nearby prison has not lived up to the promises of its promoters.
Can you believe this, Jim? When them boys from Sacramento came down here looking for a place to build that prison, all they could talk about is how much money it's going to bring into this town.
Bob discovers that someone has stolen his tow truck, and Jim tries to console him.
They say they got 100 men out there looking for this guy right now. Man, they'll find him. You'll have your truck back in no time.
Where's your head at, Jim? Can't you see what we're dealing with here? This man's a master criminal.
Actor Herbert Wells plays Jim. He says he went in and out of prison for 16 years. He served his last sentence for marijuana possession at the California Men's Colony in San Luis Obispo. That's where he found theater. After the show, Wells tells the audience that after his first role, he was hooked.
It seemed like he was doing more plays than anything. And I took a liking to him, and then we also had creative writing groups, so we was writing plays and stuff like that.
Like Wells, playwright McMullen also took part in what's called Arts and Corrections while serving time. In fact, that's why he wrote the play Blythe in the first place, as an entry in a statewide prison playwriting contest. His play won, but it was never performed at the Chuckawalla Valley State Prison or anywhere else until last fall. McMullen describes what theater meant for him back at Chuckawalla.
It's an amazing room in a prison when you're in a horrible prison where there's all kinds of craziness going on, and so to be able to go into a room and just relax and you know, play music, work on music, work on plays, it was really fun. I had a great time doing it.
Also speaking to the audience is Deborah Tabola, who helped bring the play to Alcatraz.
It's just so beautifully written and so funny.
Tabola taught creative writing and theater at the California Men's Colony when Herbert Wells was there, and she wanted arts programs to continue beyond bars.
I wanted to send my paroling inmates to the program on the other side so they could keep going, but there wasn't one.
So in 2009, she started the Poetic Justice Project.
It amazes me every day, so I love doing this.
The actors, sound techs, and stage managers are ex-cons. Tabola says theater provides a respite from the isolation former inmates often feel.
We have audiences who come to see us in various towns wherever we perform. They follow our actors' progress. They love, love, love our actors. So that's why it works.
And something about the Poetic Justice Project really does make a difference. Tabola says, since its start, the program has involved nearly 100 formerly incarcerated actors. Only 3 of them have gone back to prison. Marcy Jean Fambrini, who played the waitress in the Blythe Diner, says she was locked up for intoxication and sentenced to a recovery home. She got sober 5 years ago. She says that participating in theater has been a huge part of her recovery.
I think that a lot of the men and women that come out of prison, part of their being institutionalized is that they feel that they will always be treated like a child.
But she says acting in a play, former inmates have responsibilities, learning lines, showing up to practices and performances,
going directly from prison into a play where they become somebody, they can become anybody, and that they are needed, that they are counted on. They begin to feel the importance of their life and the importance of their words, and it gives them accountability, and it's just positive.
Herbert Wells says that pretending to be other people on stage put him in better touch with his own life.
Actually, when you look at life, is you're playing a character, but you're actually writing a story. So you're going to either change the way you write it and become something else, or you're going to keep on letting it write itself. It's not going to stop. It's definitely going to be written. It's just, are you going to be in control of the writing, or are you going to let somebody else control the writing?
He says theater in prison and now with the Poetic Justice Project gave him a new outlook.
And that arts and correction program opened my eyes up to see this. A lot of things, like now I'm writing a book, starting to write a play, and I just love to act in plays. So it showed me that I have other talents other than the things that I was doing before.
Wells' love for acting pushes him to drive nearly 5 hours one way from his home in San Bernardino to Santa Maria for rehearsals. The Poetic Justice Project receives support from private donors and foundations, and there may soon be greater state funding to make this kind of activity more widely available. The state legislature set aside $800,000 for arts reentry programs this year. Actor Herbert Wells, like his stage character Jim, is optimistic, and he sees a bright future for the Poetic Justice Project.
The more interviews we do, the more people get to really see the plays, I believe it's going to grow. Because it's really something really needed.
On Alcatraz, I'm Mary Reese for Cross Currents.